Okay, so here's a question about capitalism. How many people are simply misinformed about the benefits and virtues of capitalism as opposed to haters of the good for being the good? How can you tell the difference? Well, I don't think those are only two categories. I think there are a lot of people who are misinformed about capitalism and its virtues up to a point. Because as I've said many times in my speeches, to some extent you have to be blind, deaf and dumb to be ignorant of the benefits and virtues of capitalism. But then I think that the people who at some level know that capitalism is beneficial but find capitalism immoral, even though they won't say it in those terms, they emotionally, their altruism kicks in and they reject capitalism because of altruism. And then they're the haters. The haters of the good for being the good. And I would say that the smallest group is the haters, but it's the most influential group. The haters are the intellectuals. The haters are the history and economics professors. The haters are the Paul Krugmans of the world. The haters are the Bernie Sanders of the world, or Obama. So we're talking about the intellectuals, the influencers, the commanding heights, if you will, of the culture. They're the haters. I think the vast majority of people are motivated by altruism to ignore the reality that is so evident in front of them. So they, because they're altruistic, they live in a contradiction between the virtues of capitalism and their altruism, and, you know, in a contradiction between the facts of economics and politics and morality. Morality always wins. So even though they know that capitalism is good, their altruism sways them and they vote against capitalism. And then the third category, which is a substantial size, particularly outside the United States, and particularly in the third world, are people who are just ignorant about the virtues of capitalism, about its benefits, about the economic truth of how it works.